Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Kelim, Perig Yud Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. Now we're going to talk about wagons that are drawn by oxen. An ox is pretty powerful. If you use the koiches right, you can plow with it, it can draw the wagon. But if you don't control the oxen, and the oxen run off on their own, well, you've all learned Masechtes Bava Kamma, right? You know what could happen. So the apparatus that was used to keep the oxen in place, that's what we're going to be talking about, B'ez Hashem. Zok the Heilige Mishnah once again, Perig Yudalad, Mishnah Dalad, Atimeyin, Shebi Agola, the parts of the wagon. Again, when we say Atimeyin, most of the time it means it could become Tamei. Most of what we're going to be talking about is really basically around the neck of the Shvarim, or underneath them. And their purpose is to keep the Shvarim, first of all, working as a team, and to make sure they don't go running off in one direction and the wagon goes off in a different direction. The things we're going to mention here in the Mishnah, each one has a name on its own. That's the reason it's Mekabel Tumah on its own. Even though right now it may be separate and is not connected to the whole apparatus. So item number one, Zok the Mishnah. Ha'oil shel mateches. Oil is a yoke. Mateches, as you know by now, means metal. All right, that's the main bar. It's a curvy bar designed to go up and down over the head of the ox, right behind the horns. If you have a team of oxen, this bar goes from the side of one of the oxen's head all the way across to the other side of the other ox's head. It's Pshute Klei Matches and it's Mekabeltum. Then we have the Hakatrav. Katrav is the metal bar that goes underneath the necks of the oxen. So you have the yoke on top. That's like a wider metal bar that's curved. Then you have a straight crossbar on the bottom. And on both sides, there are two wooden poles that keep the yoke on top and the crossbar at the bottom connected. So right now we're talking about the yoke on top. Again, the wide bar that goes up and down over the two heads of the oxen and the crossbar underneath. All right, knafayim means wings. I don't have to tell you that there are no wings over here that we're connecting to the oxen. They're not going to fly anywhere. But the katrav, which is the pole at the bottom, the crossbar at the bottom, so on both ends. So like I explained before, you have this wooden pole that goes up and connects it to the airline tap. But extending further at the bottom is a wing-like curve. Metal in the shape of a wing-like curve on both sides. Curved like the bottom of a U. On top of that, there's a ring. And through that ring, we run the rope or the straps. So vaknafayim, it's these U-like rings on both sides of the kartif, hamakablis aseretzuris, that are connected to the straps. The Mishnah means to say, explains about Tanura, sometimes you made this wing-like thing just for niceness. I guess even the yoke of oxen have to be nice. Then it wouldn't be Mekabel Tumah. But if it's made so you can attach the straps to it, that's what we say would be Mekabel Tumah. If it's just made for niceness, it's metal that's serving wood. It's not Mekabel Tumah. But if it's a keli, because you're attaching the straps to it, it's Mekabel Tumah. Vayitra says the Mishnah. The barzel and the iron shetachas tzavrei behema. So this is actually like an iron half ring that's put directly underneath the neck of the oxen. It mamish kamat touches it, and it's there to protect the oxen. Because if the rope would go around the neck of the oxen, they could choke. They say the metal protects them. Now I need to get the strap around the necks of the oxen. That's how it pulls the wagon, but I don't want them to choke. So that's this v'habarzol shetachas savari behemah. That's what this iron under the neck of the behemah is for, to protect the animal. Vayitra says the Mishnah hasoimech. Soimech is a large ring that hangs from the middle of the oil. Remember, the oil is the bar on top that goes over the heads of both oxen. The soimech, this ring, is underneath the oil in between the two oxen. The bar that's connected to the wagon is inserted in this. So this is a key ring in moving the wagon. Vayitra says the Mishnah of HaMachger. Chagur is a gartel. In this case, Machger is like a chain that we tie underneath the neck of the ox. It serves to keep that iron that's underneath its neck in place. V'hatamchuyais. Maybe you remember this word from Arvei Psachim. Tamchuy could mean a plate, a serving plate. Here it's a plate. We don't serve food on it. Well, it's a little bit in the shape of a plate. So it rests on the head of each of the oxen, like an upside-down plate, and it's locked in place underneath the oil. And its purpose is to protect the top of the head of the axe from the oil, from the bar on top. Ha'invul, that's the hammer inside the bell. The bell is a very important thing, because this way the farmer knows where the oxen are. Vatsi noira, these are like braces that are put onto the wagon to make sure that the load on the wagon doesn't fall off. And then you have umasmer ha'mechaber eskula. And what this means is, says the Batanur, any peg or nail that's made to connect different chalokim of the wagon, one to the other one, that's called clay tashmish, it's mekabel tumah. But there are different nails or pegs that are made just for niceness. Those are tahar. Generally, nails aren't mekabel tumah. They're a tuffel to the keli that they're banged into. They don't have a name on their own. But here we're talking about special mismoirim that connect parts of the wagon one to the other. So Chazring Mishnah Dalet, the following are tamei, or could become tamei, in the apparatus of wagons and oxen and their connection. Each one would do mekabel tumah on its own, even though generally it works as a team together with all the other pieces. But they have a very independent purpose. You have the oil, that's the bar on top of the heads of the oxen, the catch of the crossbar underneath, the curved-like wings that are on the side of the crossbar that are connected to the side of the crossbar underneath, but only if they're made to attach the straps to it, not if they're made for niceness. The iron that's directly underneath the neck of the behemoth to prevent it from choking. The soymech, that's the big ring which is suspended. It's connected to the middle of the oil on top. Here you connect the main apparatus that pulls the wagon. We spoke about the machger chain that's underneath the neck of the behemoth. That's to keep that iron in place, the iron that prevents it from choking. Some say it's a kind of a pole that's used to guide the oil so it stays in sync with the wagon. Spoke about this little plate that's on top of the head of the shar to protect it from the oil on top. The tzinoira, that's a brace to keep packages from falling. And any masmer, any nail that's used to connect parts of the wagon one to the other, excluding those that are made for niceness, but if they're used to connect one part to the other, these are all things that could be mekabel tumah.